Hey everyone, I'm David Schloss, the editor of PDN and Rangefinders PIX magazine. Welcome to another great Nikon podcast. This one, as you can hear, is coming to you live from the show floor of the Photo Plus Expo at Jacob Javits Convention Center. If you haven't listened to the last podcast, it was a doozy. It's Robert Knight on his rock and roll photography. We encourage you to go check that one out. Today is going to be great as well. First, I talked to Nikon's Steve Heiner about the J1 and the V1. Everybody's talking about those cameras. We're also going to talk to Lucas Gilman, a good friend of mine who is an adventure sport photographer. So let's take a walk off of the show floor. It's a little noisy here. We're going to go talk to Steve, and then we're going to have a conversation with my friend Lucas. I'm sitting with my good friend Steve Heiner. Steve, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. It's always good to see you and see what's going on. I just was upstairs in the booth, and the Nikon booth is incredibly hopping today. And let's talk a little bit about what you guys are showing at the booth. What's here at Photo Plus for people to take a look at? What can they play with?
As you saw when you walked into the booth, it's all about Nikon One here, since that was our most recent introduction. The J1 and the V1 cameras that we introduced last month, and all the collection of lenses, the speed light, the GPS unit, all of the accessories for it are on display, including some actual future concepts of some things that we may see in the Nikon One line. So that's really the primary focus of the booth. But also, just before the Nikon One, we also introduced a whole crop of new Coolpix cameras that we're showing off, including the new AW100, the all-weather camera, and the P7100, and of course favorites like the P300 camera, in addition to all of our DSLRs and great Nikkor lenses as well.
So let's talk a second. Actually, let's talk about the Nikon One, because this is the big thing at the show for you guys.
Right.
And this is, you know, you and I have talked before, this is actually a pretty radical thing for Nikon. The Nikon mount has been pretty much the same since, you know,
1959.
Yeah. So to introduce a camera with a new mount is really big for Nikon.
Yes.
So let's talk about the J1 first. What was the idea behind it? What was the motivation for Nikon?
Well, you know, it's, like you said, we don't take things like introducing a brand new lens mount very lightly. And, of course, this camera system has been sort of in the works for as many as 4 years now. So we've had a lot of time to sort of look at what's going on in the market, as well as survey the sort of customer base, the type of people that perhaps we weren't serving before. We felt like there was a customer out there who was interested in high-quality photography, much like you would get with a DSLR, but perhaps didn't want to commit to a full DSLR system and the size that really entails. So what we did was, from the very start, was designed a camera system that was all about balance. And that's where the design of the sensor came from. That, of course, dictates the size of the lenses that we can use, the size of the body, and the sorts of things that we can do. And it wasn't just enough to make a smaller camera. We really wanted to innovate some new features. The V1's really designed for somebody who likes to have just a little bit more control, mm-hmm. likes to, for instance, use a little more powerful flash, since we have the new SBN5 speed light that fits on the V1 camera, and it has bounce capability. That's for a little more serious customer. The J1 customer, I think, is more interested in the simplicity of the camera. That's why the whole idea of this was a very minimalist approach at making the camera very, very simple. That's why it only really has four modes on it.
Right, but I'm also looking at two cameras here. I'm looking at your Coolpix line, the introductions, and one of your cameras has three of my favorite letters, which is GPS.
Yes.
As a big fan of geotagging images, let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, the AW100. This is a really exciting camera, and I know David has had an interest in all weather and high adventure sports photography as well. This is a camera that was really designed for somebody like you,
mm-hmm.
you know, who would attach this to your bicycle, who
yep.
would take this hiking and out into the outback. It is not only waterproof to 33 feet, it's also freeze proof. It'll go to 14 degrees Fahrenheit, so you can take it in extremely cold temperatures. I'm taking this skiing with me
right.
at Christmas time for sure. And it also has shockproof capability and a GPS and an e-compass in it too. And because it has a world map located on the LCD in the camera, you can actually place yourself in the world when you want to by just simply pressing a button. It will show you where you are, and of course, more importantly, as you take photographs, it'll embed that location data into the meta fields of your files.
Right, so when you're stranded in an avalanche, you can take pictures of your final few moments along with your exact location in case the camera gets, you know,
right,
pushed down the hill by
yeah.
the snow. Right.
And it also has a self-timer, so you can
shoot, which is nice.
Yeah, so you can, once it leaves your hand, it can actually continue shooting. Okay. It's a great camera. I just got mine. I can't wait to go out and start using it. But
and it also does full HD, which is
full HD 1080p 30.
And let's talk about the P7100 because we're looking at that and it's a sexy looking camera. What is the market for this camera? Who are you shooting at, and what are the features on this?
This is really designed, you know, as a portable compact camera with a 7x zoom lens, 10 megapixel sensor that you can put in your pocket, but it's really kind of designed, as you can see, for somebody who's used to using an SLR.
Right.
We've taken a lot of the menu-based access to features and put them right on top of the camera to make them not only easily accessible, but very comfortable to the hand. This has a lot of analog controls on it, which is really great, and I think that the DSLR customer is used to that, and they don't always want to carry a large DSLR to a social event or someplace like that, but they still want that level of control. So the P7100 affords them the level of opportunity to customize their exposures and do very creative things. It's got a very angle screen on the back of it that will allow you to get low or get very high and shoot over crowds, for instance, things like that. But a great little camera, very, very fast in its operation, shoots a RAW file, shoots movies as well. So I think it's just a great companion piece to somebody who's already shooting DSLR.
So people can play with these at the booth here at Javits Center?
Absolutely.
Which is great. What else is going on? I know that we're going to be talking later to Lucas Gilman, who's speaking at your booth. So what other kind of learning sessions are Nikon running here at the show?
Well, we've got some great photographers speaking in our booth. We've got Sandro Miller, who is just a phenomenal high-end commercial portrait shooter. The guy does phenomenal work. Lucas, as you mentioned, is going to be showing some of the work that he's done, even with the AW100 and some other cameras. Our very own, Nikon's very own Mike Corrado, is talking about rock and roll photography, which is his new interest, and doing a great job with it also. In addition to Tony Corbell talking about Capture NX2. So we've got a great powerhouse full of professionals talking about our products all day long in the booth.
And PhotoPlus is really the U.S. show at this point for the professional.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's really the place to be.
Without a doubt, this is the place to be.
And I noticed that you guys have NPS, the Nikon Professional Services, has a lounge here.
We do indeed. Which is nice. For anybody who's got some gear they want to have a quick clean and check and come up and take a load off and relax in our NPS lounge, they're welcome to.
So for people who can't make it to the show, you guys have the Nikon Featured Photographers website, which is new. I know very well one of the people on that, Corey Rich. So talk a little bit, who's on that site and what are you doing with those guys?
Yeah, well, as you know, Corey is just a fantastic adventure outdoor photographer who's recently added a cinematographer to his bag of tricks and now is producing some phenomenal videos and commercials using our DSLR products. Amy Vitale, who's a world-class photojournalist who also has recently in the last couple of years embraced video shooting. And, of course, the one and only Robert Knight.
Right.
This is a guy who has a history in the rock and roll business like no other.
So we're going to go up to the show floor and play with some cameras for a while, and it's always great to see you, Steve. So hope you have a really great show. I hope that if you come out to PhotoPlus, you get a chance to maybe run into Steve at the booth or come out and play with the cameras. A lot of great things to see at the Nikon booth. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, David.
So now we're here with my good friend Lucas Gilman, which is great. I haven't seen you in, like a year. I ran into you at a cyclocross race in Vegas. So tell people who don't know about you what you do. How do you classify yourself? Are you a sports guy? What do you do?
Yeah, I'd say I'm an adventure sports photographer, and I also do action photography, portraiture, shooting expedition photography, whether that's in the jungles of Costa Rica or on the mountains of Jackson Hole or Alaska or out of helicopters, etc.
One of the shots of yours that I particularly like is the kayak shot that you did with the steps of the motion of the people doing the descent in the kayak. From a technical standpoint, what did you do in order to do that? What gear were you shooting with?
Nikon D3S. I had actually five cameras running because I had three D7000s running for video, two D3Ss running for stills. So I had two angles, horizontal and vertical. And basically with the super fast frame rate of D3S, I was able to capture sequentially him going down the waterfall. And they were in post put together basically in layers.
And were you in the water, or are you on the banks near where the water...
I was on a jagged cliff on the other side of the gorge. See, which was one of the scariest things I've ever done to get there, because it was basically a zip line to get over there.
Everyone thinks of this as, you know, like sports photography is like the easy to do thing, right?
I consider it real estate photography. It's location, location, location.
So when you're going on to these locations, you know, you've done corporate work. Do you plan to take different gear with you? Do you plan the trip differently, or is it like you go out and see what the light is like? And
it changes on a daily basis. I prefer to have at least 3 Nikon bodies at all times so that I can always shoot remotes. I have a handheld and hopefully 2 remotes. Now that I'm venturing into the motion world a little bit, that whole scenario changes a little bit. So it sort of depends if I'm going to be focusing on motion or if I'm going to be focusing on stills. But I've tried to do it on a couple projects. It worked out pretty well.
What's your favorite thing to shoot? What do you like the best?
I love the kayak expeditions. It's great because, you know, we're in jungles, we're bushwhacking. You're seeing new territory. But I also don't mind staying at a, you know, 4-star hotel when I photograph cycling in Spain.
Right, 4-star hotel, 3 camera bodies. That's the way to do it, right? So you actually grew up sort of in the wilderness. I mean, you had an adventurous background.
Yeah, my dad was a fly fishing guide growing up, and he didn't understand why I didn't like to be outside freezing in the rain every day. So he would take me out and basically make me stand there. I guess it taught me a lot of perseverance for my current task. But love travel and, you know, love of just seeing new cultures and things sort of drives the photography and what I do.
Travel is one of the things that people who get into photography often say, you know, that they want to experience. In travel photography, do you have anything you think has helped you that's good advice for the people, you know, who come to show like Photo Plus? You're doing a talk in a little bit at the booth. What kind of things do you tell the new shooter?
Be methodical. Do your research. You can't just go and do a shoot and wander around. Storyboard it. Know the time of day to shoot, whether it's a landmark or a sunset, you know. Know the places at the times of day that would be proper to shoot that. Shoot early, shoot late. When the light's not good, go somewhere that has open shade.
Right.
Or take a nap.
Yeah, open shade, for those of you who don't know, is the two most beautiful words in photography. It can solve just about any lighting.
It solves high noon. Right?
Yes, it solves high noon. Absolutely. So you have anything coming up on the horizon? Any fun trips?
Yeah, I've got probably the biggest project of my life coming up. Leaving for Brazil on the 14th of November for Red Bull, and we're doing a waterfall shoot there, kayaking Iguazu Falls, which will be one of the 7 natural wonders of the world, never been done before.
So you've got a lot of things coming up. How long did you pitch that to them? Did they find
4 years ago?
4 years ago, you started with this,
and then of course they said they greenlit it last week, and now I have a visa. So I spent my whole morning on the phone with Austria getting, you know, paperwork taken care of, so I can get a visa to go to Brazil.
Right, which also I guess explains a little bit. You know, for those who want to get into travel photography, you should know a bit about history and geography.
Yes,
that's awesome. I know you have to get ready for your presentation at Nikon. So thanks for taking the time. It is really always great to see you. Look forward to seeing your pictures when you get back from the jungle. Lucas, thanks so much for talking with
us. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Well, that's it for the podcast today. Again, I'm David Schloss from PDN. It's really great talking to you all, and I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Don't forget, you can keep an eye on Nikon's press room for any new exciting podcasts that come from Nikon. You can also visit NikonUSA.com for info on any of the gear that we talked about today. Also, take a look at press.NikonUSA.com/NikonPros to check out the other photographers like Lucas that we talked about, and Corey, and other great photographers there. See what they're working on and follow their careers. That's all available on the Nikon website. Thanks for listening, everybody. Take care.